There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 12th edition. We have a four-game slate on tap, a whole four whopping games. There are eight games on the schedule, but there's a day game in Wrigley, so I don't have that. There's two games that start between an hour and a half an hour before the 4 o'clock Pacific 7 Eastern lock, so we can't, you know, move everything up an hour. Not going to have that. And there's a 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific game. We don't want that either because that'll mess with people's, you know, lifestyle. So we have four games in the middle that you'll be focusing on. They do have a, they have one in the arcade. They have a two-game slate for the six o'clock Eastern games. And then there's some showdowns for the games that aren't on the main slate. But your main slate, it consists of the Rockies at the Nationals. Total of 8.5. Yankees, Red Sox, total 9. Chicago, White Sox, Minnesota Twins, 8.5. The Angels at the Royals, waiting on a total there because Nick Tropiano is supposed to be making his debut for the season after missing time with Tommy John and whatnot. He hasn't pitched since 2016. So that will be an interesting one right there. But literally four games to break down. This will not take long. When you look at the weather, we got a lot of wind. Even in the games that aren't on these slates, wind blowing out pretty good in most of them. We have wind blowing out in Colorado, Washington to center field at 19 miles an hour. Yankees, Red Sox to the Monster at 15. And Angels, Royals, 19 mile an hour out to left center field. So definitely some good hitting environments out there tonight. And should be interesting. But let's make this a quickie as we only have the four games to talk about. Starting out with the starting pitcher's position, you can kind of justify a lot of things. I'm not going anywhere near Boston and the Yankees, as I told you not to last night. You saw what happened the night before. One of the two got beat up. It's a crapshoot with those offenses. I will stay far, far away. But I will go Jose Berrios, the top-priced arm at $11,000. He's at home against the Chicago White Sox on the season so far. Berrios has looked really good. He did struggle a bit last start. He gave up 5 earned, but 7 strikeouts is something I'm really looking at. The game prior to that, and I kind of mentioned on the last podcast to stay away on his last start, to kind of stay away because he was coming off a complete game shutout where he threw 107 pitches, and I was kind of concerned on where that was going to go. Well, he threw 77 pitches the last time out. He's at home against the Chicago White Sox, a team that strikes out a boatload to start the season. Well, not boatload, but strike out 21% of the time. So that's one of the higher ones on this slate for Berrios, and they have a low team total, lowest on a slate of 382. Lefties 339, righties 257 for the White Sox. They have a lot of right-handed bats in that lineup. So Berrios at 11,000, definitely in play. But my top-priced arm, if you're looking above 10K, is Gio Gonzalez at $10,100. He's at home against the Colorado Rockies. A, it's always good to target Colorado outside of Colorado, especially when they're leaving Coors. There's been articles on Fangraphs and other places written about, you know, like the first game or two outside of Coors for the Rockies. Usually, not always, usually is a sluggish start. Yeah, Gio coming off both starts. He's gone 5 1/3 and 6 innings, only 1 earned in each, 6 Ks and 7 Ks respectively. You know, he doesn't always live up to the $10,100 pricing, but you know, quotations, knock on wood, he's usually one of the safer plays to not just get blown up. He's going to get you 15 plus. Obviously, you want 20 plus at this range. And another reason why it's really interesting to look at the Rockies are a couple reasons. They're striking out 29% of the time versus left-handed pitchers right now. That's insanity. He's got a ground ball rate of 45.3. They have the second lowest total, or tied, actually. Their total's tied with the White Sox at 382. Lefties 241, righties 293 versus Gio. And if you weren't paying attention yesterday, we had two brawls yesterday, and one involved the Colorado Rockies, one involved the big Nolan Arenado, and some others. We'll have to see if there's any suspensions let down. Usually these guys will, you know, they'll protest them and, you know, say we're going to challenge them and all these things. So they usually don't sit out the first game or so, but you never know. Maybe the MLB lays the hammer for once. We'll see. But that's something to keep in mind also. It could be a real shady Rockies lineup. So Gio at 10-1, definitely on the radar today. Going to skip Porcello because I just want to bring up a little. So we got some extra time this morning. I dug in on Baseball Reference on some of their splits, and now my my computer wants to be. There we are. Looking at their opponents from last year, and he faced the Yankees four times, and it wasn't great. He had a 3.24 ERA. It's not horrible. Then 25 innings pitched, 25 hits, 9 earned runs out of 13. He gave up 5 home runs in those 25 innings. 5 homers. He did strike out 24. So on a short slate, if you want to get weird, you can. But I'm not going Porcello's way. He has started out pretty well this season. 24.9 and 17.8. But just like David Price I mentioned yesterday, those are both against the Tampa Bay Rays. So let's take a step back and watch this one play out. Sonny Gray, not touching Sonny Gray. If he throws great, tip your cap, walk away. A guy that I am looking at, Ian Kennedy, $7,200 at home against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Kennedy had a 6 innings, 4 hits, no earned, 8 strikeout performance against Cleveland his last time out for 31.1. He had 17.9 against the White Sox. I'll take the 17.9 start. If I just had to have only one, I'll take either one. But I'll settle for 17.9. When you're looking at the Angels, the one thing that sucks, they don't strike out a ton, about 16% of the time to start the year. Kennedy is an extreme fly ball pitcher. It's always a concern. And the wind is blowing out a ton. So it is extremely risky. There's no sugarcoating that. Lefties hit 330, righties 328. But Kennedy has shown a hint of the old Kennedy to start the year. So at 7,200 on a small slate, he is in play. Now you have three pitchers in the $6,000 range. And to me, they all have their own kind of validity in this matchup. Lucas Giolito, 6,300 at the Minnesota Twins. Yes, Giolito has gotten off to a rough start this year. 5 earned in 5 and 2/3, 3 earned in 6. He's less than 5 points on average per game. All things that are slightly concerning. He faced Minnesota one time last year. He went 6 innings, 4 earned. He gave up 3 home runs, struck out 4. Take that as you wish. He did have a good run to end the season. He pitched really, really well in spring, so I'm wondering if it's a mechanical thing or if he's just a mess again. But at 63, again on a small slate, you might be able to look at Lucas as an upside play. Another upside play is Chad Bettis of the Colorado Rockies at $6,000 at the Washington Nationals. He's got at least 5 innings in both starts. Not a big strikeout guy, but he's averaging 13.2 points. He's gotten 13-plus in both starts this season, and that's something you can look at. The Nationals do have the highest total on the slate at the moment. We're still waiting on a couple, about 4.7. Lefties 337, righties 360, so that is a bit worrisome when you're looking at Chad Bettis, but again, $6,000. Nat strike out about 19% of the time. So the last one I'll mention is Nick Tropiano. He hasn't pitched since 2016. He has really, really good stuff. He was a kind of a higher-end prospect for a while for them. It's always concerning coming back from injury, but they wouldn't rush him back. That's for darn sure. Nick Tropiano at 5,500 against the Kansas City Royals team that does strike out a decent amount. Not crazy, but a decent amount. So they're worth looking at Tropiano as well. But they're all kind of crapshoots. It's a massive crapshoot. Up top, I like Gio over Berrios. Then you got Ian Kennedy in the middle. And then down below, I'm looking at guys like Giolito and then Tropiano and then Bettis. When you're looking at K upside, like on DraftKings, I mentioned Gio and the Rockies' 29% K rate. That's tremendous. other than that, the reason why Giolito stands out, Minnesota strikes out over 24% of the time. That's a big plus when you're looking at that matchup. Now let's go check out the bats. But before we do so, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com is the new way to play fantasy sports. You have golf, NFL, NHL, basketball, baseball, the works. They're fun. You draft. You're done in under 5 minutes. You sit back. You watch. If a guy gets scratched, they give you a notification for late swap. Otherwise, you're good to go. When you're playing baseball, it's one pitcher, and then it's one DH in, or two DH infielders, two outfielders. You're rock and roll. So much fun. If you're new to the app, go to the app store. It's Draft, or go to draft.com and download from there. When you make your first deposit, use promo code SDSports, and it'll get you entry into a free $3 tournament. It is a ton of fun. Check it out, draft.com, promo code SDSports. Let's check out your bats on this four-game slate. Gary Sanchez double-donged yesterday. He's 4,100 versus Rick Porcello. Very much in play. The catcher's position is not great today. Lefties hit 354, righties 331 off Ricky Porcello. So the Sanchez is on the radar at 4,100. Again, wind blowing out in that one. If Chris Iannetta makes the start for the Rockies, he's not a bad look at 3,400. Lefties can hit Gio a bit. When we mentioned the Rockies, lefties 241, righties 293. Iannetta in his career has hit lefties really, really well, so he's a guy to keep an eye on there. Pedro Severino, I do like him quite a bit for the Nats. It's set 2,900. If he's in the lineup, he's been playing really, really well, so he's been on my radar a lot. Jason Castro, $2,900 for the Twins against Giolito. Left-handed bat versus Giolito is something you can look at. When you're talking White Sox, Twins, lefties 299, righties 269 off Giolito. So Castro at 29 could be in play. Other than that, check your lineups, see what other combos come out. First base position, Hanley Ramirez just continues to crush the baseball. He went deep again yesterday. He's $4,200 versus Sonny Gray. Hanley's last three games, 18, 21, and 14. He's played extremely well. When you look at the Red Sox, they have a 4-5-5 total. Lefties 282, righties 298 against Sonny Gray. So a guy like Hanley Ramirez at 42 can be in play. Ian Desmond against Gio at 41 does hit lefties well. Someone to keep an eye on there. Then you go down the list and you kind of pick your poisons. Lucas Duda at 35 versus Trapiano can be a very nice play. You just don't know what Trapiano is going to show up. Like, he's a really good young arm, but young arms do struggle. So he's an interesting play. Matt Adams, if he cracks the lineup at 34, is not bad. I like a guy like Neil Walker, first base outfield, or first base, second base eligible. 3,100 versus Rick Porcello. Lefties 354, righties 331 off Rick. So Neil Walker at 31 at first base, third base, could give you some ammo there. A guy like Ryan McMahon for the Rockies, if he gets the start, he's 3K versus Gio. First base, second base, eligible. Then on the second base position, and we kick it off with Zach Cozart, continues to hit the ball well at 4,800. But you go down to guys like Brian Dozier at 44 versus Giolito. I do like him a little bit. Merrifield's okay at 37. Eduardo Nunez at 34, I believe he might be back by now. Yoan Moncada at 33 is intriguing, but not ideal. Neil Walker, again, 3,100 bucks, first base, second base eligible. Stands out quite a bit there at that price tag. I have a feeling he'll be finding his way onto the roster. At the third base position, again, Cozart, second base, third base eligible. You got Nolan Arenado. If he is playing, he's 4,700 bucks and worth a look. Anthony Rendon at 45 versus Chad Bettis as well. But then like Mike Moustakas, 4,100 versus Nick Trapiano. As much as I want to use Nick because he's cheap, there's some value with these Royals bats indeed. Miguel Sano at 3,900, that power upside versus Giolito if you want to go that route. Luis Valbuena, 32 versus Kennedy. Kennedy being a flyball pitcher, Valbuena can easily run into one and strike out three other times. Other than that, check your lines. Maybe Ryan Schimpf cracks the lineup for the Angels at 2,600. Gives you some insane value. At the shortstop, you got Trey Turner. He's been leading off a lot lately, or hitting towards the top of the order at second because Goodwin's been leading off with Adam Eaton out. So keep an eye on Trey Turner at 4,800. Could be intriguing. But Didi Gregorius at 46 versus Rick Porcello stands out pretty, pretty good. You got Andrelton Simmons, not bad at 38. Trevor Story, 3,700 bucks facing a lefty, sure. I target him in Coors, and if he hits well on the road, so be it. There's only a couple road environments I look at him at, so we'll be back to him when he comes back to Coors because he did us well. But a guy like Pat Valeka, 2900 versus Gio. You could go that route if you feel like it. Ronald Torres for the Yankees, second base shortstop, eligible at 28. If he cracks the lineup, he's a guy I could see punting with as well. And let's head to the outfield as this quickie is almost in the books. Very quickie. You got Bryce Harper at 58 versus Chad Bettis. Yeah, that's a no-brainer. Mike Trout's a no-brainer. Mookie Betts is straight on fire at 5,300 versus Sonny Gray. He's crushing it. Justin Upton's playing well. So all those guys are definitely in play. So then you go like Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge, 4,900 and 4,800 respectively. Aaron Judge is just on a tear at 4,800 bucks. He's pretty much a must play for me again. His last few games, 12, 20, 12, 11, 14, 14, 20, 16. Like literally outside of a 0 and a 7 the first two games of the year, he's 12 points or more in every game. You just got to keep riding that wave. He's feeling great up there. 4,800 bucks. He's definitely got to play. Shohei Ohtani at 47 versus Ian Kennedy. Solid play there as well in that matchup. JD Martinez heating up, folks. He hit a grand slam yesterday. He's liking this rivalry. He's got double-digit points in four of his last five. So 4,500 for JD. Definitely in play in this matchup. Mentioned Desmond already. Benintendi swinging a good bat. Everyone's swinging a good bat when you score all those runs. Just keep that in mind also. But a guy like Brian Goodwin, he's 3,500. If he's leading off for the Nats, he could be in play. I wish he was a little cheaper, to be honest, but that's not horrible. Matt Adams I like as well at 34. The farther down you slide, maybe a John Jay if he's leading off for 3,200. A guy I do like at his price tag, at least value-wise, Cole Calhoun of the Angels, only 3,100 bucks. Looks like DraftKings is back to the way they were last year. They disrespected this man. 17 and 10 in his last two games. He had seven in the third game, so seven or more in three straight games. When you look at the Angels, lefty's 330, righty's 328 off Ian Kennedy. Cole Calhoun is a very, very good hitter. He had 3,100 bucks. That's a nice value play there. I do like that quite a bit. Max Kepler hit the walk-off yesterday. He's 3K versus Giolito. Another decent value option when you're scrolling down to the bottom. Eddie Rosario at 29 versus Giolito. That's way too cheap. So you got some outfield value here with the Twins. Big-time outfield value. If you want to pick on Giolito, you can definitely do that here in the outfield. It takes away from some of those big boys, so you got to pick your poison on where you want to go. But definitely some options there. So that wraps it up. Nice, quick, sweet, simple, easy. Four-game slate. Don't forget you got those other games on the arcade or the showdowns or whatever you're looking for. You got some very favorable hitting conditions out there, so go at it where you feel there. Let's look at some BVP before we take off on today. I'll go through all the games for you in case you're playing arcade or showdowns or anything else. But Kyle Hendricks is going for the Pirate or for the Cubs versus the Pirates. Gregory Polanco 9 for 22, two doubles and a homer. Josh Harrison 7 for 18 with a double and a homer. The Pirates versus Lester worked out okay. Some other ones that stand out: Mickey Cabrera 7 for 22 with two doubles and a homer off Trevor Bauer. Joey Votto, 13 for 34, four doubles, a triple, and a homer versus Michael Wacha. Mesoraco, 4 for 13. Scooter Jeanette, 8 for 25 with a double. So there's some good success versus Michael Wacha. The farther down we scroll on the BVP, got Benintendi, 4 for 6 with a homer. JD Martinez, 3 for 7, a double, and a homer. Mitch Moreland, 6 for 25, four homers. Hanley Ramirez, 5 for 14 with a double, and a homer. Eduardo Nunez, the homer, all off of Sonny Gray. Brett Gardner, 14 for 46, three doubles, two homers. I forgot to mention him against Rick Porcello. That's outstanding. Didi Gregorius taking him deep twice, so there's some good luck there. Eddie Rosario, 1 for 3, but that one's a home run versus Lucas Giolito. Moustakas, 2 for 3. These are all old stats because Tropiano hasn't pitched in a while. Albert Pujols, 5 for 18 with a double and three homers off Ian Kennedy. Cozart, 5 for 11. Justin Upton, two doubles and a homer. Some other stats in there. They've had some good success against Ian Kennedy. Well, there you go. Four games in the book. Check us out at sportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Golf has kicked off. We got the UFC this weekend. UFC on Fox, pretty solid card out of Glendale, Arizona. So get ready for that preview. We got a Bench with Bubba episode 85 with Mike Werner that's out. I'm recording 86 tonight with Vlad Sedler from RotoWire and Guru Delete. GaleetDelete.com. If you have any questions for that, hit me up. Check me on Twitter at BDEntric. Check out the Sports Degen Slack chat. If you're not in there, ask for an invite. It's fun getting to know some guys and just keep asking questions, make it active. We can all have a good time in there, and it's an easier way for me to help out more people than just DMs, because DMs, either I don't see them all the time or I'm busy, and it's just easier to get in one room, say a couple things, everybody can talk, and so much more easy. So check that out, but good luck today on your 4-game slate, and we'll be back with a big one tomorrow for Friday, but until then, good luck. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.